Roberts.
Welcome to Studio 222 at the ABC in Ultimo for a TGIF special. I'm Richard Glover, and we're calling it TGIF Gets Hitched, stories of weddings, both recent and distant, straight and gay, young and old, disastrous and triumphant. Joining us, many of our TGIF regulars, Dane Simpson, Tahir, Gene Kitson, Josh Zepps, Tommy Dean, James Colley and Zoe Coombs-Marr. We're basically going to the chapel. TGIF will return to its normal format in a week or two after the cricket, but we thought we might celebrate the wedding of one of our TGIF favourites. It is Dane Simpson, Wagga's Dane Simpson, who was married to Wagga's Eleanor, now a Simpson, just a week or so ago, and Dane is with us from his honeymoon on the Gold Coast. Dane Simpson, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me. This is really one of TGIF's favourites. I like this.
Yeah. And
I've upgraded.
Well, that's because you're a married man now, so we're going to treat you with more respect than before. you and Eleanor, like a lot of people at the moment, gee whiz, you had to dodge a lot of COVID bullets, didn't you?
Yes, we did. It was crazy. Like, leading up to it was just like a bit of a nightmare. Our cake maker was a close contact, so wasn't able to make our cake. And finding somebody to make a wedding cake 3 days out from a wedding is very difficult. I don't know if anyone else has given this a crack. and then also we had some storms in Wagga Wagga in the week leading up, so it made the ground pretty sludgy, but we were lucky enough that it drained on the day fairly well. But the downside is Eleanor's hairdresser had an axe, so she slipped over in the storm and she broke her leg.
Oh no!
Her femur, of all things, too, like the hardest bone in your body. And finding a hairdresser the day of is absolutely impossible. It is just crazy. But we put the feelers out, and Wagga's such a cool little tight knit community, and people I think wanted to see us succeed against all the odds, so we were really lucky.
So you had a cake and a hairdo somehow.
Absolutely, and like, yeah, some of the main things of a wedding, but also it was done in an absolute professional, amazing way. So, and I was up for a Coles, a supermarket cake at any stage. You know, like I was willing to just have whatever we could get.
Well, you were threatening, like when we last saw you a month or so ago, you were threatening to get the food from, you know, the dirty bird. You're going to get KFC for your wedding.
Yeah, I was. And you know what? They wouldn't have let us down. But I think. but we ended up having this amazing venue, and they brought out Devon sandwiches, by the way, for me, as a bit of a joke. Which I thought was really funny. And then they took it away and brought out, like, actual food. But, they had me going there at one stage.
Now, what does it feel like to – I mean, why get married in 2022? What, you know, you don't have to anymore if you don't want to. What does it mean to you, and why did you do it, and how did it feel at that moment when you're invited to kiss the bride?
Yeah, it's Eleanor and I have been together for 7 years, and it just felt – like something that we should do. Like I agree with you. I think like it is one of those things where we aren't really moving in a world of traditional getting married and all that type of stuff anymore. But yeah, I think it was just sometimes you just look at a person and just go, you know what, I'm going to marry you and just make you miserable forever. that's just sort of how it turned out. Eleanor and I have talked about getting married for a while, as in like before we got engaged, and she said, as long as you don't do it in front of anybody, if it's just something between us, then I'll be happy. And at my solo show in Wagga, in front of hundreds of people, I brought her out on stage and
proposed.
Asked her to marry me.
I know, yeah.
The one rule, yeah.
That's fantastic.
That she had.
That is fantastic. And what about the moment when you get to, is it, you still get to kiss the bride, don't you? What was that like?
So, yeah, it was really lovely. I genuinely didn't think it was going to be something that choked me up at all, but it really did. I got emotional on the day, which is crazy. But yeah, and then a couple of days afterwards, I was just walking past Elle in the kitchen and she smelt of like vanilla. And I was like, oh, you've got like a little vanilla spray in your hair. And she said, no, I just went to the toilet and that's our new toilet spray. So, and I was like, oh, that didn't take long for wedding life to kick in.
It's when you bleach your undies in the same bucket. That's when you know you're married. Dane Simpson is here, the recently married Dane Simpson. He is on holiday, on his honeymoon with Eleanor in the Gold Coast. That's how new this marriage is. We're going to talk about marriages today, the wedding day, but also we're going to give Dane and Eleanor some advice from people who have been there and done it, from Tahir, Gene Kitson, Josh Epps, and others. They'll be joining us in the next little bit, including, well, first up, Tahir is on the line from the Gold Coast where Dane is. Hi, Tahir.
Hello, Richard. I've been following Dane and Eleanor. I keep a track of them.
Yeah. You actually ran it. You into them the other day.
Now, this is it. Like, we're all in movie world, and I ran into Dane and Eleanor walking around movie world without a care in the world, and this is where it struck me. A newly married couple as opposed to someone who's been married for a while with two kids. What Dane and Eleanor didn't realise, they didn't see my wife and two kids and the stuff we were carrying, the useless prizes we won, the stuffed animals and toys that are going to go in the bin eventually, carrying the EpiPens, the drink bottles. We had a game plan. We had to follow. I was in line for hours because of my teenage daughter for 45 minutes for each ride. And I asked, Richard, get this. I asked Dane and Eleanor, you guys got any, have you been to the log ride? No. You guys got a game plan? No, we're just walking around.
Yeah.
Just carefree.
Dane, what
just
was
carefree.
It? What was it like to see your shocking future before you in the form of Tahir?
It was so much fun. I always love running into Tahir because he's obviously just this amazing person. But yeah, I'm so oblivious to like kids and waiting and carrying and whatever. We sort of just walk around and do whatever. Are you hungry? Yep, I am. Let's get food. Like, it's so straightforward.
Should
we get the keep cup? No, let's not. Let's just get drinks. That's and what, if we get thirsty later, we'll...
That's what I saw.
It's
very straightforward. What Dane didn't see is the $15, 2.5 litres worth of, like, you know, Coke that you carry around. Unlimited bottomless cup. You're gonna carry this soft drink around for ages, you know? Where the kid can have it any time. These are things that you're going to look forward to, Dane.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're going to look back to these carefree times. Even things like getting in and out of a car. Like, you know, it's a big thing. Like, just what, you just get in and get out? Yeah. It's simple as that.
Enjoy the honeymoon. That's all we're saying, Dane. Enjoy the honeymoon. Tahir, do you remember your wedding day? Was it as eventful as Dane and Eleanor with all the COVID problems and the hairdresser and all that?
Well, not really. I mean, we had our reception at IMAX, believe it or not, IMAX Theatre. Do you remember that? And people who know me go, oh, my God, you're crazy. You got married, not in the theatre itself, upstairs. There was a little section upstairs at Darling Harbour. It was fantastic. And I had like Richard, you don't know this, but I'm going to tell you this right now. You're going to be proud of me. I had a Elvis singer at my wedding, right?
Wow.
I know. He was actually the chubby Elvis. He was Elvis just before he passed away. Look, I say that because that's how he named himself. He named himself the Fat Elvis, right? But he had a magnificent opera-trained voice. He was absolutely a huge hit. And it wasn't a massive wedding, like, you know, 150. You know, in my culture, that is considered extremely small. Extremely, extremely small.
That's a family that's failed.
Yeah, exactly. 150. Oh, my God, you know. And, of course, there was a lot of comedy, a lot of laughs. But, yeah, Dane, he's got a lot of things to look forward to. It's going to be fun. But 7 years. Oh, my God, Dane. Mm. Oh, Yeah. Eleanor.
What's your before you go, Tahir, back to the goal, you know, back to your fun and the Gold Coast, what's your one piece of advice to Dane and Eleanor about how to have a happy, successful marriage?
Well, personally, like, you know, one of the things that we found out, like, you know, everyone knows this, couples fight over, the number one thing couples fight over is money, right? So I actually made that a point. We're not going to fight over that. And it's been going well ever since. Having said that, my wife owes me thousands and thousands of dollars. but seriously, if you can just avoid fighting over money, you're going to go a long way to a happier marriage.
Yeah, you're just going to give her the bill when you're both 73. Good on you, Tahir.
Exactly. Thanks, Dane. Thanks, Eleanor. Love you guys.
Yeah, there you go, Tahir, who's actually met Dane and Eleanor on their Gold Coast honeymoon. Gene Kitson is here too. Hi, Gene.
Hi, Richard, and congratulations, Dane.
Thank you, Gene.
Well, this,
when he talks about his wedding and Tahir talks about the chubby Elvis, do you remember your own?
Of course, like it was yesterday. I mean, we had an unusual wedding in as much as we had a child before we got married. So our bridesmaid was our daughter. She was about 6 months old and she cried probably the entire time. So we had it in our backyard and we'd organized it maybe the week beforehand and we had about 100 people there. And the night before, I didn't even know which dress I was going to wear, just something from a cupboard. And so we had a great party in the backyard. We got a marquee, just a small sort of tent thing, stuck some flowers on the poles, I remember, and had a celebrant. And all the photos of us at our wedding, Patrick's got the Victoria's dummy in his mouth, so I don't know whether we ever kissed at all on our wedding day. He's holding Victoria and I'm holding Victoria and we just had a big party. It was fun. It was really, I remember it fondly, but I remember that I really understand now why people have their children after their marriage. Because the honeymoon wasn't much chop.
Not much chop. Put down the dummy, you said. No, I mean the dummy, not the father. Yeah. Why did you decide to get married? You don't have to anymore.
Well, I don't know really, because Patrick proposed to me. And we were already living together and we already had a child and I think we just thought it would be a good chance to have to – and we came from different cities, so we didn't really know each other's friends and it was a good chance to bring everyone together and have a big party. I think we thought that. And, you know, I don't know whether there's that old-fashioned thing making an honest man of him, but maybe I said yes so he wouldn't be shunned by society.
You said
I don't know, but our anniversary was on the 18th. I'm not sure when Dane exactly got married, but Patrick and I forget our anniversary every single year. And just about an hour ago, Patrick came up to me and he said, Gene, he said, do you know what Tuesday was? And I said, what, the day our eldest daughter got COVID? And he said, no, it was our 30th anniversary. I went, oh, my God.
30 years since he said, I want to marry you. Gene Kitson is here with Dane Simpson. Soon, Josh Sepps will be here, Tommy Dean a little later. Well, lots of people here to tell their stories. James Colley, Wendy Harmer, Zoe Coombs, Ma. Gene, 30 years of marriage. Dane and Eleanor are just stepping out on this road. What's your advice to make sure it's happy and healthy?
Well, first of all, Dane's the lucky one because it's actually, you know, marriage's dirty little secret is that married men live longer than single men and they're happier than single men. But that's because married women acquire husbands, but married men acquire slaves. We know that. Even today, oh, yes, men always go on about they're going to do the cooking and the washing and the ironing and the cleaning and the child bearing and the child raising. But all the time we know that they're no good at it and we're going to sweep them aside and get on with it.
Come on, Dane. You're not going to be one of those men. You're a new generation of Aussie male. You're not going to bear the children, okay, but you're going to do the rest of it.
Yeah, sure. Whatever. I think it's sort of the way that me and Eleanor are. It's just whoever's there can do it. The thing is that she doesn't eat my cooking. I think is that's one thing. So I'm not allowed to cook. Is more so me not cooking.
You could whip up some Devon sandwiches. I know you're good at that.
I could. But Eleanor would never eat them. So.
So what's going to be your thing? If you, of course, each partner doesn't have to do everything, but what's going to be, if she does the cooking, what's your thing going to be?
I wash up all the time. And Eleanor is in the background and heard me say that and snorted laughing.
I think we're finding that Jean is right.
I think she is.
Let me tell you, if you want a long marriage, Dane, this is the word of advice from my husband after 30 years. He said his advice is sort the fabric as well, sort the laundry by fabric as well as by colour, keeping an eye out for hand washing. You're not going to get away with stinting and not knowing what to hand wash. Try to avoid eucalyptus-scented wool wash because it will peel your garment and you'll end up smelling like a tree. And he gives you this advice because when the first flush of passion wears off and you regain the power of speech and conversation and you're learning to talk to one another, you don't want the first conversation or the principal conversation to be about your faults, Dane. So if you've got any, start fixing them up now, because in 30 years, that's all it will be.
get in quick, and your marriage may last as long as Jean and Patrick's. Hey, Jean, good on you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Congratulations, Jane and Eleanor. I'm thrilled for you both.
Thank you.
Well, it's a fairy tale. A TGIF special, Getting Hitched. What was it like for Dane when he got hitched? What was it like for all our other TGIF regulars like Tahir, Jean Kitson, Josh Sepps, Tommy Dean, Wendy Harmer, James Colley and Zoe Coombs-Ma? The moment of getting married and, of course, the advice of how to make it last. Josh Sepps is here. Hi, Josh.
Hello, Richard. You've just caught me at a difficult moment. I'm literally hauling a bunch of my husband's clothes into the other room because he thinks that when the babysitter comes over, the place has to be spotless. And even though I don't agree, I'm showing marital devotion by hauling all of his clothes into his closet from the kids' room so as not to embarrass him in front of the babysitter. I'm not saying I'm a true Aussie legend. But
compromise is the crucial thing, is it?
It is absolutely crucial. And in terms of, I mean, the good thing, the problem is, Dane, that you're not getting married to a bloke, because the good thing about when there's no gender divide is you have to sort of sort out what everyone's going to do from first principles, which I think is actually useful. You know, you just go, you can't just take it for granted that the female is going to do traditionally female things.
Well,
the male can do traditionally male things.
No one should take that for granted anymore.
That's my piece of advice.
It should always be from. Well, so you got married to Sean, I think it was August 16, 2014. It was in America. It was before it was legal in Australia.
Look at you. You know better than I do. I'm glad someone's reminded me of my wedding anniversary. I wouldn't have known.
Tell us about the day.
Mine was a surprise. I surprised Sean. I'd proposed, and so he knew it was going to happen. And in New York State, you need to both sign a document within 30 days of the wedding beforehand, saying that you intend to marry. So I just sort of said, "Oh, look." And I didn't tell him that it was 30 days. I just told him, we should probably just sign this thing and then it's done in case we ever want to get, you know, for when we actually want to do it. And I called his friend who lived on the other side of the country in Denver. And I said to her, "Do you reckon you could come over and surprise him at a very, very small wedding with just you and his other best friend. I called his other best friend, who was up in New Hampshire, a 7 or 8 hour drive away. I said, do you think you could come down to New York? So I told him we were going to a fancy brunch at his favorite restaurant in Manhattan. And I spoke to the owners of the place beforehand, and they let his female friend from the other side of the country pose as a waitress. And his friend who drove down from New Hampshire was there, came down and called him while we were there and said, I just got a text message from Josh. I think something weird is happening. I think that maybe he's doing something wedding related. I wish I could be there. And I saw Sean's face go ashen white and look at me and get a bit jittery, and he didn't know what was going on. And just as he hung up the phone from his friend walked in the door. Sean lost it and hugged his friend and said, I can't believe you're here. What are you doing here? And no sooner had that happened than he turned around and the waitress turned out to be his other friend from the other side of the country serving us champagne. And we all came outside into a hire car that I'd arranged to pick us up. And we went to the steps of Lincoln Center where there was a celebrant waiting for us. And bada bing, bada boom, we just did it there with two friends.
What?
And then we had a wedding later,
yeah.
You know, for friends and family, just to sort of publicly exchange vows. But the actual legal wedding itself was a complete surprise.
With this ring. And Josh, the same question as I'm asking everybody else. Why do it in an age where you don't have to do it? Why did you do it?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, I just think that it's nice. I just think that it's a way of announcing to. I was not the type of person who thought that I would always do it, and I didn't think I was perfectly happy in my late 20s and early 30s being single, and I sort of thought that I always would be. But when I met Sean, we just hit it off, and I just thought, why wouldn't you? It was almost like this is obviously someone who I get along with enormously well, and this is someone who I want to spend all my time with. So, you know, you might as well formalize it and give it a name that everybody else understands.
Mm. And your advice, apart from compromise?
Eat ice cream and never judge each other for eating ice cream because it's delicious. And if you're going to share the cooking, I mean, I heard, Dane, that maybe you're not going to share the cooking, but I would say specificity and clarity around what the household tasks are. Because all of the friction that's ever happened in my relationship has been when there's been a misunderstanding or a misapprehension or, you know, one person feeling slightly hard done by because they are doing something that the other person didn't even realize was their job. So, like, who's cooking on what night? Who's cleaning up when? And then you know what you're taking responsibility for, and resentment can't fester.
We are back to the laundry tub. Hey, Josh, good on you. Thank you.
And, thanks, Richard.
And Dane, here. So the bits of advice so much apart. So far, you know, Tahir talked about money and Josh talked about housework. And I must say the research says that these are the two things that can really eat away. Are you confident you've got a system that's not going to happen?
Yeah, I well, absolutely. We don't ever sort of get into money or money issues and whatnot because
you haven't got any.
And so, yeah, we don't have any to argue over, anyways. But I agree with the jobs and stuff, and I also think if you find something that your partner really likes, and this is my very new. Wedding advice, but Eleanor likes the bed made, and I don't mind making the bed. So, and I know that if just by this small little task, it actually sets her up for a great day.
For the day, hospital corners, yeah. Hospital corners, Dane.
Well, no, but. I reckon that would be appreciated. Maybe that's anniversary. Maybe that's what I'll do a little extra.
Maybe it will. We're celebrating. Well, TGIF is getting hitched today. Coming up, Tommy Dean. Well, we'll have to give him a bit more time than the others because he's been married twice. He'll be here. Wendy Harmer. James Colley with his tale of getting married to Miranda Tapsell. I think her car stopped working halfway through on the way to the church. And Zoe Coombs-Marr telling us how she married Reese Nicholson in what you could call a protest marriage. You'll hear all those stories coming up here on Drive.
Thank God it's Friday with Richard Glover.
Thank God it's Friday special. TJF gets hitched as Dane Simpson gets hitched to Eleanor. It all happened in Wagga a week and a half ago. He's on his honeymoon right now at the Gold Coast. And we've got some advice for our fellow TJF comic from Tommy Dean, Wendy Harmer, James Colley and Zoe Coombs-Maher, having already heard from Tahir, Gene Kitson and Josh Zepps. Now it's the choice of Tommy Dean, but let me add, because you might have a thing to throw in here. Why did you get married? You don't have to anymore, really. What happened on the day and how to make sure a marriage works? Is there a central piece of advice to make sure it's a happy marriage? Claire from Mortdale on the text, I married a man named Sam back in 2012. We were 28 at the time and had been together since we were 17. Marrying him meant I was going to spend the rest of my life living with my best friend. I remember the feeling reminded me of when I was at school and my best friend and I had a sleepover and I didn't want to be separated ever. Being married is hard at times, says Claire, but if you have found the right person to marry, most of the time it is wonderful and fun and easy. That's Claire in Mortdale. I'm sure Dane is absolutely thrilling to that prediction of this glorious future, but let me sober him up by introducing Tommy Dean. Hi, Tommy.
Well, I'll give him some sober talk right away.
Now, we've got to give you, you know, we've given everyone about 4 minutes to talk to Dane. We've got to give you eight, don't we? Because you've been married twice.
We have, but the first one was short, so six will do.
What happened?
And that is my first.
What happened first time round?
That is my first advice to Dane. Don't put so much pressure on it. Hmm. A lot of people are all like, you know, you took a vow, you're married for life. You're not. It's easy to do again and again and again and again.
That's so unromantic. That's
it's not.
Terrible.
It's just learn. The first one, you learn. You have to learn no matter what. And if it works out, great. And you've learned and you have a lovely single marriage that lasts all of your life. Well done, you.
Yeah.
If not, you get a lot of valuable lessons and your second wife benefits so much from the good work your first wife taught you.
Isn't Anita a lucky woman, huh?
So lucky. Secondly, do not take any of that silly sentimental talk that your texter was going on about. Your wife is not your best friend. You indeed need an actual best friend to try to work out what your wife is on about.
Dane, do you agree? Don't say yes.
I there are wise words being spoken, and I'll leave it at that.
What else is on the list, Tommy?
The answer to everything she says begins with, oh.
Followed by,
always lead with long O, question mark. Give her plenty of space to give more clarity on whatever the issue is. Don't step in as a problem solver. Don't step in as the antagonist.
Yeah.
No matter what the crazy idea she says is, you know what? I think we should get an investment property in Narrabeen. Oh?
Tell me
Narrabeen,
more.
Narrabeen, you say.
Tell me more.
That is the key to everything. Just let them figure it out. And always, always act like you're good with it. Hmm. It may not work out, you know. Like right now, as a very real fact, we need a second car. Hmm. And my answer to that was, oh. And then occasionally when she walks past me on the computer, she'll see that I have various car sales programs up, looking at all the various cars. And just, you know, slowly, you just become like a minister. You know, just keep working on the portfolio and saying that, you know, the hospital situation looks good. We're going to be fine.
Now, I mean, the thing about not being a problem solver, that's a real thing people say, because husbands particularly, sometimes if the wife says, I've had a terrible day at work, there's an urge in husbands somehow to say, well, why? Well, I'll fix it. Shall I go and punch your boss in the nose? What can I do? And yet often, actually, what's required is for you to listen and just be sympathetic.
There's so many tones. Oh is like the mate, the way that men use mate in tonal inflections to tell you how you feel about each other. Oh is your marriage word, like mate. Oh.
This is advice you're not going to find in any manual. This is the real stuff, Dane.
Because the main reason is, and because they are, and this has been borne out in every drama and comedy ever made, women are deeply, deeply complex and hard to understand, not from a man's level, from a women's level. Women don't understand women. There's no hope for men to understand women.
Why then?
And quite often, the solution to the problem is so not even close to what you even think the problem is.
Yeah, yeah. So
just
give it time.
Listen and listen.
Listen, 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 listen. So why did you get married? Not once, but twice. You don't need to anymore. Why is it still a thing?
Oh, because she said, like my wife and I, my second wife, my current wife, my only wife, don't number your wives. That's another rule. Don't number them. Don't give them numbers. They're all your wife.
And don't refer to one as your current one.
No, just the one. Just the one. My wife. But when we were dating, I had, because I'd come out of the marriage, said I didn't think that I was keen. There was no need to do it again. And then one day she said, you know what? I think I'd like to get married. And I said, oh? And then she really wanted to have the party. That's what it really came down to.
And much happiness and three children.
Yeah, so we had a wedding on the Jeffrey Street Wharf, and we had our reception at Luna Park. And it's just been smooth sailing ever since.
Smooth sailing and three glorious children. Hey, Tommy, thank you so much.
Good luck, Dan. Good luck. By the way, use your honeymoon to do work. That's what you should do. You should totally take time away from your honeymoon to appear on the radio. That is a good choice.
Tommy Dean, Wendy Harmer and James Colley and Zoe Koonsmar ahead on TGIF Gets Hitched. Now, Dane, do you think you're able to listen in that sort of way that Tommy suggests without sort of jumping in and trying to solve the problems, without assuming that you know what Eleanor's on about? Do you think you're a good listener?
Yeah, absolutely. But I think it actually goes the other way around. I'm the person who comes home and says, I've got a harebrained scheme today. And Eleanor sits and listens to me.
And she says, oh.
Oh. And the thing is that because Elle's such a doer, just an actual get in there and do it. And we have the running joke that I'm going to turn up at home with a hot dog van one day and just be beeping the horn outside. And she'll walk out and go, what have you done? And I'm like, we sell hot dogs now. And she's going to go, at least get fresh buns. Like, we'll just 100% get in the front seat and away we go. She's always on board of all of these silly things. We've been running a comedy club for 7 years together. And all of these little ideas that I have, she 5/8 me, just jumps on. And
she just goes, oh, and then she gets the fresh buns. Dane Simpson is here. So is Wendy Harmer. Hi, Wendy.
Hello there, Richard, and congratulations to the newlywed.
Do you remember your own nuptials?
I do very, very much. I remember Jean's as well. I was at hers and she was at mine, and I think 28 years for us. But, I remember it very clearly. We had a big top-of-the-range job, you know. We got married at St. Canice's and Elizabeth Bay and then walked around the harbour to the cruising yacht club. So it was, you know, it was a big deal. And the interesting thing about it was that Brendan and I got married, you know, we hadn't known each other for that long. And he has a huge circle of friends in Sydney. So before I knew it, and being from Melbourne, and we ended up with 250 people there, would you believe? Anyway, when we were looking back at the photos, because we had a paparazzi sort of friend walking around taking the pictures, I said to Brendan, so who are those people there? And he said, I don't know. I've never seen them before. This is at the reception.
I thought they were your friends.
I thought they were your friends. And hilariously, I told this story on the radio with Robbie Buck. And a bloke rang up and said, yeah, my mates went to your wedding.
just for the free feed.
Yeah, we had these gate crashes. I think they had a very good time. And we had a big band with Ignatius Jones and Monica Trafficker, and we just danced our socks off. It was brilliant.
Okay, why get married in this day and age?
Well, Brendan's first cousin is a priest, so we got a really good deal on that. That was part of it. You know, the funny story here is that because I'd been married before, like Tommy had, this was my second wedding, and to get married in the Catholic Church and have this big ceremony, we had to get dispensation from the Pope. So Brendan's cousin, Julie, took our case, you know, up to the Vatican. And because I was 18 years old when I first got married, I got the dispensation because of diminished responsibility. And I always say to Brendan, I could get off again on the same ground, marrying you.
Yeah, so watch it.
But this is indicative of our marriage. For years and years, we don't really, 28 years, we don't really celebrate our wedding anniversary. For years, I always said it was on the 2nd of December. Brendan said it was on the 3rd. And it was only about 5 years ago that we realised it was on the 4th.
What's your advice for Dana and Eleanor? How do you make sure it stays happy?
Well, you know, Brendan and I very rarely leave parties together. We go places together, but then we just leave each other to our own devices. I'm absolutely with Tommy about keep your own circle of friends, and that's what Brendan and I do. We have very many shared, I guess, attitudes to life. We're both very hospitable people, and, you know, we love, you know, social interaction. And so that our house for the 28 years that we've been married has just been full of friends, and that really sustains us as a couple.
Okay, it doesn't have to, the marriage doesn't have to be everything to both of you, does it?
No, well, that's right. And I should just say this, by the way, of course, that talking about roles in marriage, my husband, Brendan, has been the stay-at-home dad for that whole time.
Mm.
So we completely sort of swapped roles, really, with him staying home and me being the breadwinner. And I have to tell you, those jobs are absolutely equal in their importance in our relationship.
Well, Dane will be looking to Brendan to give him a good, you know, Wednesday night dinner recipe. Just before you go, Wendy, are you enjoying not getting up at dawn for the breakfast show?
What day is it? I just have to ask that before we go. Yes, thank you. I am.
Good on you. Wendy Harmer, with her advice, 28 years of marriage. I think so far Jean has had the record with 30. Dane has the record at the other end, having been married for about a week and a half. How's it going so far, Dane? Are you enjoying? Is the honeymoon having a fantastic time?
Yeah, it's so much fun. We love just hanging out. We've been to a few comedy clubs, which is something that I said that we would do, but we have. And Eleanor's calling it out to be a bit silly, but yeah, it's really.
We missed the word then. Eleanor's calling it what?
The funny moon.
Ah, the funny moon. Well, you know, but there's a lot of romance whenever a man loves a woman, Dane. Not everyone remembers the anniversary. Someone on the text says, thanks for the reminder, Wendy. I realise it's our wedding anniversary tomorrow. Quick, quick, get the flowers and the chocolates. A TGIF special. TGIF guest hitched with advice from the newly married comic Dane Simpson. We've heard so far from Tahir, from Gene Kitson, from Josh Sepps, from Tommy Dean, from Wendy Harmer. What about James Colley? He was married to Miranda Tapsell, of course, the glorious Miranda Tapsell. How did that go on the day? Well, he's here too. Hi, James.
G'day. Thanks for having me. Yeah. Congratulations, Dane.
Well, it's a nice thing to celebrate, isn't it? Does it bring back memories of your own?
Oh, yeah. Well, ours was only about 3 years ago, so the memories are still very fresh for good and bad, but it's just such a joyful occasion.
Well, let's start with the bad. What went wrong? I mean, Dane's list of what went wrong is COVID knocking out the cake maker, an accident knocking out the hairdresser, flooding, minor flooding in Wagga, and a marriage at the Botanic Gardens out in the open. So what was yours?
Oh, we had a list of fun problems. We had finding out that the venue was actually somewhat of a conveyor belt, and we had about an hour to get in and get straight back out. We had the PA all being destroyed the second we showed up. But my favorite of them all was the bridesmaid's car broke down. which I didn't know had happened. And there was a bridesmaid's car and Miranda's car. So Miranda's car pulled up in front of the altar and then realized the bridesmaids weren't there. And so she pulled back out to go and get them. But from my perspective, what I saw was Miranda's car pull up, stop, and then hit the reverse and go back. And I thought, oh, this is about to go very bad very quickly.
She's had a look at me and realized.
Look, she's a very good actor, and I would have said if that was the end of it, she did a very good acting job leading up to it.
She is a glorious person. I think she just might have thought, I can do better.
Yeah, exactly.
But they did, I'm sure, eventually return. What was it? What is actually that moment like when, see, I'm not married, so I don't have to tell me. What's that moment like when you exchange the vows and everything goes quiet and then you're invited to kiss the bride? What's all that like?
Do you know what it really is for me is the moment that you're actually putting the ring on your partner's finger. And I remember this very clearly. The wedding up until that point is all stress and administration and getting 100 or so of your closest friends and family and also some extras all into one place at one time and 100 different problems. And as soon as you put that ring on, it turns from an administrative problem to the happiest day of your life. It had all gone off. It had gone off with a hitch specifically, pun intended, but it means that it's suddenly a joyful experience. It's an incredible weight that the wedding can go wrong goes off your shoulders, and now you're enjoying the best party you'll ever throw.
With this ring. TGIF gets hitched. James, you know, you're not a veteran like Gene or Wendy or Tommy. You've only got 3 years under the belt. But nonetheless, we look to you for advice. The 3 years have gone rather well. There has been offspring involved, which is good. There's been happiness involved, which is good. So what's your advice for Dane and Eleanor?
Well, for Dane, I'd like to make it much more practical because I feel I do have the short-term view on this. And here's what you need to do in the short term, Dane, which is start buying shirts one size bigger. It hits you faster than you'd think.
Dane, are you ready for that? Because it happens very quickly, doesn't it, James? And once you have children, it accelerates because you eat the way it works is you eat the leftover food on their plate. When you're doing the washing up, that's the problem. That's the essential problem. Dane, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that that's absolutely great advice. And with the ring particularly, we sent Eleanor's engagement ring off to a ring maker to get the wedding ring fitted in to it so that it's got a little nook. And Australia Post lost it. So that was in the lead up to the wedding. So when we actually found it again and finally put that ring back onto her finger, it was actually a very great feeling to go, oh, yeah, we found this, because this was expensive.
Mm-mm. How long do you think it will take? You can measure this in days or weeks or months. Choose your measure, but how long do you think it will take before you know, having successfully got the wife now, you'll let yourself go?
Oh, it's already happened over the past 7 years. It's been a very slow decline. So, and particularly over COVID. So COVID kilos has really sort of whacked them on. There was a ride at Movie World that they wouldn't let me on. So, and that was a real wake up call for me.
There was a ride they wouldn't let you on?
Yeah, we waited for all of that time and then we got to the front and they tried to put the holster over me and they were like, sorry, but this is just not going to fit on you. And I was like, oh, I didn't think I was that big. Apparently I am.
Dane, it's happened to me. It happened to me at the Grand Canyon in the United States of America. There's this thing where you can go on a donkey down the Grand Canyon, but you have to weigh less than, I think it's 90 kilos. And the bloke looked at me and he said, mate, you're dreaming.
Oh, that's cruel.
Oh, so cruel. Dane Simpson is with us. TGIF is celebrating that time when a man loves a woman, a man loves a man, a woman loves a woman, and sometimes when a gay female comic loves, or at least marries, a gay male comic in front of their respective same-sex partners. How can that be? Well, it happened when Zoe Coombs' ma married Reese Nicholson. She's here to tell the story. Hi, Zoe.
Hi, Richard. How are you going?
We've talked about all these beautiful marriages. We need now to talk about, I guess, the protest marriage, right?
Yeah. Oh, well, I don't... Yeah, it was... No, I don't know what you're talking about. It was a beautiful union of a wonderful man and myself. No, yeah, it was an absolute farce.
Partly to make the... This was about a year before Australia finally got round to legalising same-sex marriage, and you really wanted to make a point about that failure to legislate.
Yeah, look, I mean, it was sort of in the midst. It was in 2016, so it was as that whole kind of debate was coming to a head, and it was kind of a thing that was, you know, there were lots of protests and all these sorts of things, and so we just sort of... We were in Edinburgh, and Reese and I were sharing Reese Nicholson and I, yeah, were sharing a dressing room at a show in Edinburgh, and I was dressed as Dave, and he was dressed in his like kind of suit and looking quite like at the dandy that he is. And we looked at each other, and he said, "We look like the most messed up wedding cake topper." And I thought, wouldn't it be funny if we did actually get married? And then I thought about it, and I sort of proposed to him in this very strange way, and so we did it. And it was really just to point out the absurdity that we couldn't marry our partners, but we could legally marry each other.
Mm. And so Hannah Gadsby was the, you know, the celebrant and all of that. There was the most beautiful moment, I guess, it had some farce to it, as you say, but the beautiful moment is the Kiss the Bride moment, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. So we had our partners were both on stage just kind of disgruntled parts of the wedding party, and they were kind of, we asked them to dress quite badly, like they were wearing their sort of like exercise clothes, like they hadn't made an effort, and just looking really angry the whole time. And then at the Kiss the Bride moment, Reese and I went to kiss each other and then turned away and kissed our actual partners.
Your actual partners, which brings us to the question that you can answer as well as anybody else, which is, having had a successful relationship for so long, what's your advice for Dane and Eleanor? How do you make it work with your whatever couple you are?
Well, I mean, I guess my advice on the wedding front, well, it didn't work out for me. Reese and I... you know, it hasn't gone that well. He's too close to his housemate, Kyron. I mean, I don't know.
Sometimes he's not even around to put out the bins.
He won't put out the bins, and he keeps sleeping with men. It's just the worst. Won't keep the toilet seat down, and is gay.
And is gay and doesn't even live with you.
He doesn't live with me, he's never kissed me. I don't think he even likes me that much. but I suppose on the relationship front, I don't know. I mean, you're already in a long-term relationship. You know how it works. But you have to like each other, don't you?
Be on the same team. That's what I reckon. Be on the same team.
And you need to be with someone who when you say, "I'm going to marry a man," they say, "All right."
Yeah. Yeah. And Kate wrote a very funny article about it in The Guardian, about being, you know, observing your gay partner marrying a gay man. There's something strange. I reckon the advice is to, and this sounds a bit daggy maybe, but to know that her happiness or your partner's happiness is tied up with your own happiness, that if they're not happy, you can't be happy. It's no good winning points against them, because you end up, if you make them unhappy, you are the author of the unhappiness, and it makes you unhappy in the end.
Yeah, it's true. I think what you're trying to say is happy wife, happy life.
I think it is. Hey, Zoe, good on you. Thank you so much. Zoe, who had kind of a red wedding, really. I'm afraid this wedding won't be white.
Red wedding, lots of stabbing, a bit of beheading. The reins of Castamere are here to stay. Red wedding, dead wedding, head shredding, bloodshed wedding. There will be no wedding or bedding. Hey, don't mess around with Walter Free.
From the protest wedding to the beautiful wedding to the mayhem to the disasters and also to the joys of life together. a TGIF special. TGIF gets Hitched. We've heard from Tahir, Gene Kitson, Josh Zepps, from Tommy Dean, Wendy Harmer, James Colley, and Zoe Coombs-Marr, all to celebrate the marriage of our TGIF friend Dane Simpson to Eleanor a week and a half ago in Wagga. What's the main piece of advice you've taken from all the advice you've been given, from, you know, Tahir's don't argue about money to Tommy's task work, whatever?
Yeah, I think there is an underlying theme of just a really, that really closeness, and also having your own friends and just being a union of people who just trust and look after each other. I'm really taking that away, which is really cool, because that's really what we're about.
Mm. And meanwhile, know that when your undies are in the same bleach bucket, that you are together. May this marriage bless you with as much happiness as it blesses, you know, most people, I suppose. So most people that get married, certainly most of the ones that you've heard from today. Hey, Dane, thank you so much, and happy life.
Thank you so much. It's been awesome.
They're going to the chapel. Thanks for being part of Thank God It's Friday. TGIF will be back on February 4 in its kind of normal format with Tommy Dean, Rebecca De Unamuno and Gary Eck. Music that week will be from Tim Friedman from The Whitlams. I'm Richard Glover. Thank God It's Friday.